I was under the impression that Twitter would be the mechanism by which truth was told around the world.
If you are getting all your information off algorithms being sent through a phone, and it is just reinforcing whatever biases you have, which is the pattern that develops. There was an interesting experiment, not a big scientific experiment, but just an experiment that somebody did during the revolution that was taking place in Egypt, in Tahrir Square. Somebody took sort of a liberal, a conservative, and quote-unquote moderate, and sent them on a Google search. Egypt, type it in. And for the conservative, it came up, Muslim Brotherhood. And for the liberal, it came up Tahrir Square. And for the moderate, it came up vacation spots on the Nile. But whatever your biases were, that's where you were being sent. And that gets more and more reinforced over time. That's what's happening with these Facebook pages where more and more people are getting their news from. At a certain point, you just live in a bubble. And that's part of why our politics is so polarized right now. I think it is a solvable problem, but I think it's one that we have to spend a lot of time thinking about.
It seemed like a valuable tool that is turned against us.
Yeah.